North constituency. If you haven't, well, have a listen to what I have to say to you for the next 10 minutes. Have a listen to what I have to say. There's a certain sitting minister and TD over in Dublin North called Ray Burke. He's going up for re-election. He's got two other running partners from Fianna Fáil as well, the names of which we will have for you a little later on. What we want you to do is switch your preferences from Ray Burke to the other two candidates. Vote them one and two and give Ray Burke your third preference vote. And if you do that, you'll be ensuring the life of Radio Dublin for another couple of months. So, 1-2 to Fianna Fáil, and your number 3 to Ray Burke of Fianna Fáil. Here's Johnny Hates Jazz and Turn Back the Clock on Radio Dublin, Super Stereo 101 FM. And by the way, we'll be out in Ray Burke's constituency a little later on. So, if you've got requests or anything, have them ready. We'll be around the polling stations.
Change, you say. I do, and I hope you hear me.
Oh,
There you go, Erasure, Ship of Fools. This is Radio Dublin on 101 FM and also on AM as well, 253. Just before we get up to the top of the hour break, I'd like to tell you that we're currently looking for a weekend all-night disc jockey. We're looking for somebody with 2 or more years' experience, good speaking voice, and a person that knows the type of music for a late-night show between 2 and 8, Friday night, Saturday night and Sunday night. And you can contact me here at the station between now and 8 o'clock at 58 Inchico Road in Dublin 8. That's a nighttime DJ with about 2 years or more experience for the all-night programmes between 2 and 8, Friday, Saturday and Sunday nights. And you can contact myself, Joe Doyle, here at the station between now and 8 o'clock this evening at 58 Inchico Road in Dublin 8. And that goes for anybody that would like to present a programme here on the station. Why not contact us at 58 Inchico Road in Dublin 8. We'd like to hear from you. And don't forget the Radio Dublin Mobile will be out around the Dublin North constituency a little later on this evening. Eamon and Jane will be around there canvassing and doing all sorts of things along with taking requests and everything else. So if you see the car with posters and everything else streaming out of it, you'll know that's Radio Dublin. And why not go over and have a chat with the lads there, Eamon and Jane and whatever. And it should be a good time to be had by all. And at the moment, all the way around the city, the time is exactly 3 o'clock.
Live to the capital, 24 hours a day.
4 o'clock.
253 metres medium wave on 101 FM in stereo. This is Radio Dublin.
Music. Joe Doyle.
I was at a party at the end of 86. Everyone was there, all having their gigs. Everywhere you look, you see a famous face. There were stars and celebrities all over the place. I was standing in the corner feeling pretty gloomy, cause Olivia O'Leary just wouldn't interview me. I was trying to stop playing salt tears in my beer when a piercing voice went through my ear.
Do you know Bono? Like, I know someone who knows Sean Kelly's bike. I waved a Gabo once from the top of a bus. I only wish I knew someone famous.
Listen, lady, get out of my face. Don't you know your crowd in my space? There are famous people here everywhere. Go ask Jack Charlton, he's over there.
So I told the lad he'd be over the moon to hear that his pilot would be better soon.
Howdy, Jack, I have a question for you. It's about the lad who plays with you too. You must have heard of Bono, even you, Jack.
Of course I have, lass. Is he a forward or a back? Nah, I'm only kidding, lass. I rock, I'm a layman. If you really want to know, you should go and ask Eamon. This is not a great party and my patience is spent, because everywhere I turn, there's a decent skin. It's the type of party that will make you snore. It's a bikini party, never gone to score.
Do you know Bono? What's he like? I know someone who knows Sean Kelly's bike. I lift a gear once from the top of a bus. I only wish I knew someone famous. Excuse me, sir, don't mean to be gauche, but you're an absolute ringer for Stephen Roach.
Ah, oui, mademoiselle, it is really me. By any chance, you see my friend Sean Kelly?
Actually, no, but I'll tell you what, like, I met someone once who actually spoke to his bike. How are you married? Are you not thanking the visitor?
No, the only one's allowed to thank Norma's solicitor.
CJ!
No, I'm not a personal friend of you two. Gaddafi's my mate, those slighty gurus, so leave me alone and I'll do my own thing. You want to be someone, you speak to Dick Spring.
Congratulations, Dick, on scrapping state cars. Is it true I think you've made scrapping so far? Is that garage I see over there? Oh, Taoiseach, Taoiseach, have you had any dances?
I don't think I will under the present second.
Do you know Bono? What's he like? I know someone who knows Sean Kelly's bike. I waved a Gabo once from the top of a bus. I only wish I knew someone famous. Isn't this great that I can hobnob? I don't believe it, I think that's Bob.
Look, I don't know what it is that you're trying to sell. I've a KBE, but like I've no bell. Like sure, I know Bono, I know him well enough. Would you ever just go and geld off?
What off? That's no way to speak to anyone. Terrible smarty pants. Not the notice box. You don't even look like Mother Teresa. I heard that Michael Dillon's not real.
Anyway, and if you're so sure that I'm not your kind, how come you?
There you go, Nick Kamen then. Each time you break my heart. This is Radio Dublin, 101 FM, 253 AM. And for those of you who live in the Dublin North constituency and you haven't yet voted, well, we just want you to do something for us at the moment. We're looking for your support. And over the years, Dublin Radio Dublin has been a very good supporter of different community events and things that have happened over that area. At the moment, on your ballot paper in the Dublin Northwest constituency, apart from all the other TDs, Fianna Fáil have Sean Gilbride, who's a councillor. They have two TDs, one sitting minister and two TDs. C.V. Wright, who's a TD, and a guy called Ray Burke, who's TD, also Minister for Industry, Commerce and Communications. Now, what we want you to do is to vote Sean Gilbride and C.V. Wright, 1 and 2. And if you want, you can give your third preference to Ray Burke. So it's fairly simple. What we want you to do is vote Sean Gilbride, Councillor, and C.V. Wright, TD, your first and second preferences. And if you want to continue your preferences for your party, you can vote Ray Burke, number 3. A little later on, around 5 o'clock, our Radio Dublin Mobile will be out around that constituency. And if you've got requests or dedications or anything that you'd like read out over the air, well, flag down the car and Eamon or any of the guys there in the car will be able to take care of that bit of business for you, and your requests will be read out as soon as they get back. But don't forget now, if you haven't already voted, vote if you're a Fianna Fáil supporter, vote Fianna Fáil, Sean Gilbride, Councillor 1, C.V. Wright, TD 2, and give your third preference to Ray Burke or whoever else that you may particularly fancy in the election. So Radio Dublin are asking you, the electorate in Dublin North, to vote Sean Gilbride, Councillor 1, C.V. Wright, TD 2 and Ray Burke, number 3. Let's move on with a bit of music. Appropriate as well. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. This is Two Tribes. Radio Dublin Stereo 101 FM, 253 AM. Don't forget, Gilbride 1, Wright 2, Burke 3. Thank you for listening. Much appreciated, and you'll also be helping Radio Dublin stay on the air just a little bit longer as well.
Let me present Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Possibly the most important thing this side of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
of the eternal court of history will smile and tear to tatters the brief of the state prosecutor and the sentence of this court, for she acquits us. Condemn me. Condemn me. Condemn me. History will absolve. Singing, this'll be the day that I die. If
first for identification purposes. If your grandmother or any other member of the family should die whilst in the shelter, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
Breaks out and nobody turns up.
If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
If you or any member of your family is a Fianna Fáil supporter, get them to vote Sean Gilbride 1, CV Wright 2.
Put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. If your grandmother or any other member of the family should die, well, identification purposes.
Enough to make you wonder sometimes if you're on the right planet.
From goldfish to Japanese koi, neons to discus, Oscars to African cichlids. You'll see them all at the Tropical Fish Shop. The most relaxing way to good health, watching the world through your fish tank. Aquarists who know, go to the Tropical Fish Shop in James's Street. See Dave or Connell at the Tropical Fish Shop, 164 James's Street, opposite St. James.
Francel's Bistro of 306 Lower Rathmines Road. Dublin's most romantic restaurant at prices you can afford. Enjoy a candlelit dinner for two for only £32, including a bottle of house wine. Phone 972-362 for reservations. That's 972-362. So for a romantic dinner at a reasonable price, call into Francel's Bistro of 306 Lower Rathmines Road.
You've heard of the Rainbow Rapids, but you've never been there. Take a day out to Dunleary and experience the excitement of the Rainbow Rapids, the indoor water chute with heated splash pool. Dart to Dunleary and find the Rainbow Rapids, open every day from noon to six. It costs £2 for 10 slides and 40 pence for your day in the pool. A great day out at the Rainbow Rapids at Dunleary Baths. Group bookings to 966355.
Check out the Stakeout restaurant and get a great deal and a fabulous meal. Check out our big value breakfast and lunch menus, or try our sizzling steak suppers and mouth-watering mixed grills. The Stakeout restaurant, beside the Ulster Bank on the North Secular Road, Dorset Street Junction. Pure Irish beef burger meals daily, fully garnished with all the trimmings. We also serve light snacks and delicious sandwiches if you're in a hurry. There's a full wine license and a takeaway service too. So check out the Stakeout restaurant beside the Ulster Bank on the North Secular Road, Dorset Street Junction. Open 7 days a week from early morning until 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. on Saturdays. The Stakeout, for a great meal out.
Joe Doyle.
Dublin 101 in Super Stereo.
Like
27 minutes past four, the Gibson Brothers and Cuba. Radio Dublin 101 FM and 253 AM are also shortwave 6910 kHz around the world. Here's Man to Man meets Man Parish and Male Stripper on Radio Dublin. 32 minutes past 4 o'clock, that's Man to Man meets Man Parish, and that's a song called Male Stripper.
Working after hours, ripples on my chest, never got a night's rest.
And don't forget, if you're a DJ out there with two or more years of experience, good speaking voice, and you're looking for a spot on the radio, or we're looking for a DJ to do our night time during the weekends, our all-nighters during the weekends, on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. And if you think you'd fit the bill between 2 and 8 in the morning, why not contact myself, Judd Oyle, here at the station between now and 8 o'clock at 58 Inchicore Road in Dublin 8, or alternatively send us a demo tape to myself, Judd Oyle, Radio Dublin in Dublin 8.
In hot cup drag.
Now once again, we're looking for an all-night DJ between 2 and 8 a.m. in the morning, Friday, Saturday and Sunday nights. If you think you have what it takes, contact me here at the station between now and 8 o'clock. However, you must have 2 years experience, a good speaking voice and a good knowledge of music and of what you're going to be doing between 2 and 8 in the morning. Once again, Radio Dublin in Dublin 8, why not contact us? Now, if you haven't already gone out and voted, we'd suggest that you get up off your lovely posterior and get yourself towards your local polling booth and contact, get your different lists of TDs and representatives and candidates and go in there and vote on the Euro and general elections. So if you haven't already voted, we want everybody out to vote. So out you go, just 5 minutes down the road to your local polling booth, and you can vote for the 26th Dáil. And also your European representatives. We were just thinking, Seb and Eamon were talking about it last night, we were just saying how much money these TDs make, and different TDs going up for elections to the European, and then becoming councillors, and then becoming TDs, and then becoming ministers as well. And we were just saying how much money they make. £125,000 a year they make in Brussels. £30,000, half of which is tax-free, they make here in Ireland as a TD. And then as a councillor, they'll make twice as much as that again. So, there's a lot of money out there for TDs, and I think if they're getting that type of money from the taxpayer, and they should be made pay for it, they should do their job and do it properly.